This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. It's located at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Faith and fear cannot exist together. Faith is described in Hebrews 11:1 as being certain of what we do not see. Faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for, and faith means knowing that something is real even if we do not see it. It is an absolute belief that God is constantly working behind the scenes in every area of our lives, even when there is no tangible evidence to support that fact. On the other hand, fear, simply stated, is unbelief or weak belief. As unbelief gains the upper hand in our thoughts, fear takes hold of our emotions. Our deliverance from fear and worry is based on faith, which is the very opposite of unbelief. We need to understand that faith is not something that we can produce in ourselves. Faith is a gift. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Faith is described as a fruit or characteristic which is produced in our lives by the Holy Spirit of God. Read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God. It is not the result of anything you have done, so no one can brag about it. That's the Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 that I referred to earlier. In Galatians 5:22, it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." The faith of a Christian is a confident assurance in a God who loves us, who knows our thoughts and cares about our deepest needs. That faith continues to grow as we study the Bible and learn the attributes of His amazing character. The more we learn about God, the more we can see Him working in our lives, and then the stronger our faith grows. A growing faith is what we desire to have and what God desires to produce in us. But how, in day-to-day life, can we develop a faith that conquers our fears? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's Romans 10:17. The careful study of the Word of God is of primary importance in developing a strong faith. God wants us to know Him and completely rely on His direction in our lives. It is through the hearing, reading, and meditation of the Holy Scriptures that we begin to experience a strong, confident faith that excludes worry and fear. Spending time in prayer and quiet worship develops a relationship with our Heavenly Father that sees us through even the darkest of nights. In the Psalms, we see a picture of David who, like us, experienced times of fear. Psalm 56 verse 3 reveals his faith with these words, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." God is kind and understanding toward our weaknesses, but he requires us to go forward in faith, and the Bible is clear that faith does not mature and strengthen without trials in our life. Adversity is God's most effective tool to develop a strong faith in us. That pattern is evident in Scripture. God takes each one of us through fearful situations, and as we learn to obey the Word of God and allow it to saturate our thoughts, we find each trial becomes a stepping stone to a stronger and deeper faith. It gives us that ability to say, "He sustained me in the past, He will carry me through today, and He will uphold me in the future." God worked this way in the life of David. When David volunteered to fight against Goliath, he said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." That's 1 Samuel 17:37. David knew the God who had sustained him through dangerous situations in the past. He had seen and experienced the power and protection of God in his life, and this developed within him a fearless faith. The Word of God is rich with promises for us to take hold of and claim for ourselves. When we face financial trouble, Philippians 4:19 tells us, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." If we are anxious about a future decision, Psalm 32:8 reminds us that God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. "I will counsel you with my eye upon you." In sickness, we can remember that Romans 5:3 says, "Tribulation works patience." If someone turns against us, we can be comforted by the words in Romans 8:31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Throughout life, we will continue to face various trials that would cause us to fear. But God assures us that we can know a calm peace through every situation. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which He has promised, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Read that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. In Psalm 27:1, it says, "The Lord is my light and the one who saves me. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid?" The vast majority of things that we fear never become reality. In our mind and in our thoughts, false fears sometimes seem more real than anything around us. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, knowing his hour had come. Read Luke 22:39-46. Jesus had wished it not to be so, but he knew it to be true. Jesus realized the crucifixion would be horrifying before it happened. See Matthew 16:21. It is no wonder that he prayed, "My Father, if it can be done, take away what is before me. Even so, not what I want, but what you want." Matthew 26:39. The Apostle John said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love." That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Another way to say this is like this: there is no fear in love. Perfect love puts fear out of our hearts. People have fear when they are afraid of being punished. The man who is afraid does not have perfect love. Jesus describes doubt and fear to be the opposite of faith. Matthew 14 tells this story of faith and fear on the part of the disciples of Christ. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dispersed the crowds. After he sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already far from land, was taking a beating from the waves because the wind was against it. As the night was ending, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, order me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he became afraid. And starting to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they went up into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." He also tells the 12 not to be fearful or anxious about life, but to speak in the light and proclaim the good news from the housetops. That's Matthew 10:26-28. The end of our lives, like the end of time, holds elements of fear. The Word of God makes it clear that we do not need to fear. We do, however, need to trust Him and draw near. God will always provide the guidance and assurance we need to make it through the day. God will keep us in perfect peace so long as we keep our eyes on Him. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep the man in perfect peace whose mind is kept on you because he trusts in you." I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past programs. We have links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. We also publish your letters that you send to us there at our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/gospel2africa. And again, our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And again, our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. So until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with these words found in the Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God gave us His Spirit, and the Spirit does not make us weak and fearful. Instead, the Spirit gives us power and love He helps us control ourselves.